Hello, friends. My name is Anthony Mullins, and it's my joy to talk with you today about play sharing and the impact it's had on my life. I want to take you back to 2001. Before the fateful day of 9/11, I had an unsettling day myself previously during that summer. Before I was called into vocational ministry, I was working in technology sales. And the previous 2 years with the company I was with, I was experiencing some success and felt really good about my career. But there were some rumblings within the company that maybe there were some financial difficulties and changes were to be made. But I was shocked on a particular day when I was called into the vice president of sales office and he informed me I was being laid off. I was being fired. It's the only time in my life I've experienced it, and I did not see it coming because things had been going so well. And I remember getting in my car, driving home, and the best way I can describe that experience was I was bewildered, stunned, shocked, confused, and I didn't know what was next. And to compound the problem, I was in the process, in the very middle of having a customized home built that was predicated on the income I was making from this job. Now, I know people have been through far worse life circumstances, but for me in that moment, in that season of my life, it was devastating. So the only thing I knew to do was call friends that would sit with me in that moment. And those two friends happened to be sitting in this office or work in this office where this is being filmed, Lance and Georgia McKinnon, who both work for Grace Communion Seminary. When I arrived home, because they lived in close proximity to where I lived in Georgia, they came over and they sat with me. They listened to me. They felt the struggle. And what was beautiful about the way they play shared with me, they didn't try to fix it. They didn't try to talk it away. They didn't try to silver line it, saying, you know, there's other people that have it worse. They just allowed me to talk through the bewilderment and try to make some sense of it. Something else they did that evening was they knelt down with me at my sofa and we prayed together. And just to hear their heart for God and their heart for me, and to hear them pray for God's provision to show up in my life, was ultimately what I needed to hear. I didn't need to hear a quick fix. I didn't need to hear a bumper sticker slogan. I just needed somebody to be with me in my confusion. That was a lot of years ago. But I vividly remember it, how impactful it was, because in that moment, because Jesus is the ultimate play sharer, they were embodying his love, his compassion, his withness with me in that moment. And it made all the difference. And often that's what people really need, people to sit with them, to acknowledge the triumphs and the sorrows, and not try to brush away or quick fix the uncomfortableness of the situation, but allow the moment to breathe and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us in a very beautiful way. The beautiful thing about God's love, it always moves closer to the other. It moves closer to the pain, to the sorrow, to the rejoicing, and allows people to express exactly what's on their heart. And in doing so, in sitting with them, they are experiencing the very embodiment of Jesus Christ, who always moves closer to us as the ultimate play share. So may God continue to bless you as you move closer and play share with others.